Welcome to the Armed American Radio, December 16th, 2012, National Radio Broadcast. I'd like to dedicate this broadcast to the victims, all 27 victims, of the Connecticut mass shooting in Newtown, in particular, the lives of the children who were lost. This entire broadcast was dedicated to finding a solution with some of the best guests this nation offers, some of the greatest experts and minds in the field, including Lieutenant Dave Grossman, Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman, author of More Guns, Less Crime, and famed economist John Lott, head of, executive director of, the Gun Owners of America, Mr. Larry Pratt, and gun rights activist, author, and historian Clayton Kramer. Enjoy the broadcast. It was hard-hitting, tough to do, but one of the best Armed American radio shows ever.
Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Ladies and gentlemen, this promises to be one of the hardest-hitting radio broadcasts you have ever heard. Because we will go right to the nuts and bolts today on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm going to start with a question, one that you'll hear throughout the program today. How's your gun-free zone working for you today, America? How's your gun-free safety zone working for you today? As I said, I'll be asking you that question throughout the broadcast. I'm going to forego the politically correct obligatory response, our hearts and prayers go out to those. You've heard that ad nauseum. In response to the Connecticut atrocity committed by evil, as you have heard that enough, you don't need me to remind you. And like you, I have already taken care of that internally and privately. I'm sure you have too. Now, I will say publicly what needs to be said in a way that may offend some people who are absolutely hell-bent on living their lives in denial. Because this incident, like others before it, and the memories of those beautiful kids, our kids, America's children, demands no less. First, I'm a father myself of two beautiful kids, my little boy, 8 years old, and his sister, his older sister, 10, who, if we had lived in Newtown, Connecticut this week, would have attended that very school. I also have ties, as distant as they may be as I age, to the state of Connecticut. I lived there for a couple of years while growing up. As a result of those brief years, I graduated high school in the town of Simsbury, Connecticut, a beautiful enclave a few miles to the northeast of Newtown, before moving on with my life. I've traveled throughout that state. I've been to Newtown, and just as you see on television, it's beautiful and very picturesque, undeniably a wealthy area with a higher-than-average median income, and standard of living. Something like this doesn't happen here, I heard reporters reminding me, that no one thought this could happen in a place like Newtown. That's what I was told. That's what I heard. This is such a nice place with an above-average standard of living, and the people come here because it is safe. I was reminded of that over and over throughout Friday morning as I sat in my office watching coverage of the breaking story, aware of the fact and knowing that most of what I was hearing was inaccurate and being misreported, as is always the case when 24-hour media coverage collides with the facts before the facts are known. But it didn't matter to me. I had heard enough within the first 60 seconds of the story, and I was damn well aware of the outcome long before Obama, Bloomberg, the Brady campaign, Feinstein, et al., predictably used the tragedy yet again to offer their vision that those of us who are awake and not drinking the blueberry Kool-Aid knew was coming during a second Obama term. With or without another visit from evil against a government-sanctioned school safety gun-free killing zone. And that is a full-on frontal assault against your freedoms. Brace yourselves. It's coming. America, evil exists, and it manifested itself in a rage that was predicted here on this program time and again. And until we accept the reality of our violent world and the responses that evil demands from us to kill it, to destroy it, to eradicate it and end it, stop it dead in its tracks whenever and wherever it rears its ugly head, you and I will be having this discussion again and again and again on this program. How do we do that, you might be asking? How do we stop evil, and what will it take to end this? Many well-intentioned Americans are asking that question today. Enough is enough, they say, only to be spoon-fed, feel-good, utopian, knee-jerk, stupid, can't we all just get along political responses with calls for more gun control. From the likes of the self-proclaimed mayor of America, loudmouth soda banner and gun hater, the freedom-hating, salt-banning mayor of New York City, Michael Bloomberg, while he delivers his speeches like a Caesar, surrounded by a gun-toting personal security detail paid for by his sheep. Here's some advice for you, Mr. Mayor. No, we can't all just get along. And you need to crawl back into that sewer. Enough of you. You want the facts, ladies and gentlemen? Can you stomach the facts? Are you going to let your own predispositions keep you in denial? Because here they are. How's your gun-free school safety zone working for you today, huh? How's that gun-free safety zone working out for you now? How about it, Brady campaign? How's that Connecticut State scorecard of tough gun laws? Connecticut placed fourth on the Brady's vaunted media slobbering state scorecard list. How's that working out for you? Would it have been better? Would we have had 20 beautiful first graders celebrating Christmas with their families next week if they had scored a 3? You're liars. You have blood on your hands. How about it, folks? How's their gun-free safety zones working out for you now, Newtown, Littleton, Portland, Blacksburg, and others? How's that gun-free safety net feel now? You feel safe? Maybe we should add another line to your gun-free zone sign that says, "And we mean it. This is really a gun-free zone. We really mean it." Would that make you feel better? You're a fool. You're a damned fool if you continue to believe the lies from these people. Here you get the truth. The question is, can you handle it? Can you handle it? The debate is over. The gun banners and haters can spoon-feed you all the crap sandwiches they can stuff down your throats, but facts are facts. Number one, we are a nation built on the gun. Number two, the debate is over. It's over. It ended on December 15th, 1791, when the Bill of Rights was ratified 221 years ago. Number two codifies the right to bear arms in defense of country, home, family, and life, and from a tyrannical government. Guns are not going away, fact number three. Number four, we are a country of 310 million plus people, more if you add the Democrat constituency of illegals flowing across our borders and contributing to the bankruptcy of the nation. But I'll leave that to the political talking heads. Five, and get this, the gun haters are right. We are a nation awash in guns. Hundreds of millions of them lawfully owned, and they aren't going away. Ever. Number six, we are a nation that loves and cherishes our right to bear arms. An estimated 100 million plus gun owners, mainstream Americans, 100 million plus. And number seven, armed American radio listener, guns were used an estimated thousands of times more on Friday alone to defend life, limb, and property by law-abiding citizens against evildoers than all of the victims of every school shooting combined ever in just one day. Are you ready to swallow that? Can you handle it? How's that tough Connecticut scorecard gun control working out for you now? Let's recount the events as we know of them so far, shall we? Evil stole its guns from a mother, his mother. He had just shot in the face his own mother, the woman who gave birth to him, who gave him life, shot her in the face, then stole her guns. Murder is banned in America. He broke your law. Stealing guns is a crime in America. He broke that law. Evil then went to an elementary school, walked right past the gun-free zone sign, and blasted his way in and slaughtered 27 people in violation of every state, federal, and moral law, if we even have morals in this country anymore. If we even have morals in this country anymore. How's that gun-free safety zone working out for you now? Coming up on this broadcast, one of the most hardest-hitting interviews you've ever heard, Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman, fresh off of Fox News, Fox and Friends this morning, will be here to tell you the truth. John Lott will be here, award-winning author. More Guns, Less Crime will be here. Larry Pratt of the Gun Owners of America will be here. Ladies and gentlemen, we can stop this. The solution to the problem, next, here on the Armed American Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in .22 short, .22 long rifle, and .22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The .22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The night. We may not own it, but we control it through silence. From Allegiance Ammunition comes the Silent Strike, the world's only 223 subsonic round that fully functions the M4, the AR-15, and the HNK-416. No more having to single stroke your AR-15 when firing subsonic rounds. Allegiance Ammunition has created astonishing stealth and maximum performance in a silent package. Visit AllegianceAmmunition.com. That's AllegianceAmmunition.com.
The Ruger American Rifle. An American legend is born. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. It features power bedding integral bedding blocks for outstanding accuracy, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger for a crisp and user-adjustable 3- to 5-pound trigger pull, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine for smooth, reliable feeding, and a 3-lug bolt with 70-degree throw for ample scope clearance and fast follow-up shots. The Ruger American Rifle. Another American-made product from Ruger.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Carr Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the Carr Arms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit CarArms at KAHR.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back, indeed. You'll have to excuse me. I have to shift my Glock to a holster here while I'm on the air. Bear with me there. Thank you very much. Welcome back to the program. We have some business we need to take care of right out of the gate. The Penny Gun Auction is going off live in 1 hour and 8 minutes now and 16 seconds. The bid has started at $2.67. The winner of today's auction gets his choice of the Ruger six-pack. The Ruger six-pack. You can see all six of those guns. The winner gets his choice at PennyGunAuction.com. We'll follow it throughout the program. We obviously have some pressing business. The enormity of the situation in Connecticut and the coming assault against your freedoms requires that we dedicate this entire broadcast to that and probably many more in the near future, because Armed American Radio is on the front lines, not at the rear. And we are defending your freedom on dozens of radio interviews, television, and more to come tomorrow. Let's go right to Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman, who, and I'm going to warn you now, this is hard-hitting stuff. If you can't handle the truth, turn the dial and listen to Christmas music, because this is reality. Lieutenant Colonel Grossman, welcome to the show.
Hi, O Marco, Lone Ranger of the Airwaves, firing silver bullets of truth and justice with your faithful friend, Shonto. How, Shonto?
Shonto, how are you?
I'm doing good.
He's doing good. He's working over there. I think we've got phone calls coming in, too.
Yeah, this is really... A grim time. You know, I was in Fox and Friends this morning. I'll be on them again tomorrow morning. Guys, this is just absolutely time for Americans to get mad. It is time to get mad at the schools that refuse to provide the only protection that works, the protection we have for our money, the protection we have for our wildlife, which is armed security. We have armed guards in our parks. We have armed guards in our banks. Our children are more precious than all the gold and all the banks in all the world, and they're at the mercy of individuals who refuse to protect them, who refuse to do the one thing that needs to be done, which is have somebody on site that can shoot back. Israel's been doing it for 50 years with armed parents and armed teachers. Utah, I don't believe there's a school district left in Utah that doesn't have concealed carry in the classroom, that doesn't have armed teachers. Across Texas, starting the little town of Harold, Texas, your listeners can go to, you know, just Google it later. Not right now, but later. Google H-A-R-R-O-L-D, Texas. The little town of Harold, Texas, which led the way across Texas to train and arm educators I just read in John Farnham's sending today about a Jewish school where the individual fathers have a rotating duty to even have to take off of work to be there for armed security in their kids' classroom. And there's an armed guard in their Jewish school every day. I know private Christian schools across America where they've made the decision to have the principal, the vice principal, the teachers are armed. We are at the mercy of left-wing teachers' unions that refuse to protect their children. Not a single child has been killed by school fire in over 50 years in America. According to the Department of Education, go online again later, not now. Go online, look up Department of Education, dead by violence in the school. In 98, we had 47 dead by violence in the school. In 07, we had 63 dead by violence in the school. Folks, your kids are more likely to kill by violence in the school than every other possible cause of death put together. That ought to enrage you. That ought to just make you mad with anger. Your children are more likely to be killed by violence than every other possible cause of death put together. Go to the Department of Education, Google dead by violence in the school, look at their tables. We got 47 dead in 98. We got 63 dead in 07, and all of a sudden they throw up their hands and say, golly, we're so surprised somebody came into school and killed kids. Our children are hundreds of times more likely to be killed by violence than they are by fire, and they refuse to do a stinking thing about it. It is time to get angry at the gun-free zones. It's this insanity. And if you're absolutely right about Mayor Bloomberg. And Sean, what everybody needs to understand is what we're dealing with is a religion, and it's socialism.
Mm-hmm.
And socialism hates power in the hands of the citizens.
Right.
They want to take the power away from the hands of citizens. That's what it's all about. They know dang well that it won't do any good. You know, in Dunblane, Scotland, England had 50 years of gun control. In Dunblane, Scotland, a man walked into a kindergarten class and murdered a class full of kindergartners. They had more gun laws that didn't do any good. There had been two massacres in high schools in recent years in Germany. They beat Columbine all fall. In Belgium, a sicko walked into a daycare center with a butcher knife, killed one daycare worker, wounded another, and hacked 12 little babies in the crib. Look it up, Belgium. Daycare massacre. This guy was dressed up like the Joker. Finland has had three massacres in their schools. In China, as we well know, there's been a series of massacres where people walk in the school with butcher knives and gut and hack the children to death. It is not about the safety of the children. They do not care about our children. It's about the socialist religion that says you cannot put the power in the hands of others. They hate guns, they hate hunting, they hate anything that has to do with power in the hands of individuals. They hate the death penalty. They're sheep. And the sheep hate the sheepdog. They hate the wolf. They want all the sheepdogs to go away until the wolf shows up, and then it's too late. We cannot leave our children at the mercy of the sheep. We need sheepdogs there. We need to have armed citizens there ready to protect our kids. The time has come to throw down the BS flag. Again, I tell your listeners later, not now. Go to Department of Education website, look at dead by violence in the school, look at the figures, and then turn around and look at what Sean just told us. Connecticut is, what, number four on the Brady gun ban, number four of the best states in America. Look at all those gun laws. Look at the good it did them. Look at what happened in China. Look at what happened across the planet. Guys, it's time for Americans to get mad.
Colonel Grossman, I have two children, 8 and 10 years old. I have an 8-year-old little boy, and I have a 10-year-old little girl who attend.
I have four grandbabies in those ages.
Attend a public school here in Georgia.
Yep.
And I'm appalled.
Yes.
I am so angry, my hands are shaking as I tell you this. I went to their Santa shop at the school Thursday and one on Tuesday, 2 days prior. On Thursday, my little boy's Santa shop. When I walk in that door, I walk past the no-gun signs. I walk into my choice of four wide-open doors. I take one step to my right when I enter that school lobby. There's a cafeteria with 300 children filled. Defenseless.
Yep.
I go straight forward. I make a left. There's an office where I walk in through an open door. The woman says, hi, how are you? Can I help you? I say, no. I'm here to see my child for the Santa shop. She smiles as I type my name, grab my sticker, put it on my chest, and disappear in that school. And that's if I follow the rule to sign in.
We should be shaking with rage. We should be shaking with outrage. at the socialists who've gained control of our schools and refuse to protect our children. We ought to be mad too, Sean, and this is another whole topic, but damn it, you know, we had the Jonesboro killers in the high school, the Columbine killers, oh, Jonesboro in the middle school, Columbine in the high school, Virginia Tech in the colleges, and now that generation has given us Newtown in as this generation ages. And this is just the beginning. That Florida, that massacre in Aurora, Colorado, in the movie theater, it's just the beginning. This generation has been raised on the sickest movies and the sickest video.
We have no more morals left in this country. Colonel Grossman, hold that thought. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Mark Walters. This is the Armed American Radio Network. When we come back, we're going to discuss with Colonel Grossman in great detail what he predicted on this program the last time he was here, what you just witnessed, and what we can do about it right after this.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? If you have dark circles under your eyes, bags, or puffiness, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're offering a risk-free trial of a fast-acting eye cream to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now can try a risk-free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. We only have a limited supply of risk-free jars, so don't wait. For details, just call 1-800-487-9613. Lumitone makes dark circles less visible in seconds. Watch your dark circles fade from view like magic. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. This risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Lumitone risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-487-9613. That's 1-800-487-9613. Call 1-800-487-9613.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide Sleep Number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is 95 to 100. Mrs. Bennett's Sleep Number is, still confidential, privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling listening, 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
This segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by ArmsList.com, the net's largest free gun classifieds. If you have a gun you'd like to buy or sell, visit ArmsList.com today. Welcome back.
You really want to get the Bloomberg and the Brady campaign? Go buy a gun off of ArmsList.com. Go buy a gun from ArmsList.com, the net's largest free gun classifieds. Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. Armed American Radio, what a great name for a radio show, because armed Americans are mainstream Americans. You are mainstream Americans. Don't listen to the garbage being thrown at you by the mainstream state-run media. You know who you are. Hundreds of millions of guns in the hands of over 100 million of you. And the attack against you is coming. We told you this was coming. This was just the excuse he needed. We told you this was coming. But don't just believe me. Why would you do that? Where's that idiot Hal, Sean, that wrote the little do-goody, feel-goody email?
Yeah, I remember how.
Member of the U.S. Concealed Carry Association that I said I would refund his money because he wasn't worthy.
Yes.
Talk to me now, Hal. MarketArmedAmericanRadio.org if you'd like to send me your comments, for better or worse. I'll read them. Just be man enough or woman enough to put your name. Otherwise, I'll throw it away. If you're a coward, I don't read you. Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman, welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. It's a pleasure to have you here. I have to tell you that I missed your appearance on Fox and Friends this morning only because I, too, was doing one of what I believe was 20-some radio interviews. And another starting tomorrow morning at 7:05. If anybody's interested, I'll have them up on the Armed American Radio Facebook page, the list of interviews that I'm scheduled for from 7:05 a.m. through 8:30 a.m., getting the truth out there. Colonel Grossman, the last time you were on this show, you predicted this.
Yeah, Mark. We know this is coming. The bad guy is going to seek the weak link in the chain. The kids that gave us Jonesboro in the middle school, Colombine in the high school, Virginia Tech in the colleges are going to give us hell as adults. This is just the beginning. And they're going to seek weakness. I'll give you another prediction, and I pray that I'm wrong. They're going to hit the sporting events. They're going to go to that high school basketball game. They're going to go to that high school football game. The Saturday Night Lights, the Friday Night Lights, because those are unarmed victim zones. Just take your pick of unarmed victim zones and ask yourself, which one is the next nutcase going to go attack? We have invited them to come kill our children, our sporting events, our other events where we've refused to let armed citizens be present. Now, the thing to understand here is that the armed citizen movement is the most powerful grassroots movements in America. There's, 37 states now with shall-issue who concealed carry. Only one state with no concealed carry, and the federal court has overturned that.
That's right.
And given them a, 6 months to get it turned around. We are a nation of individuals with concealed carry. Now, the key thing to understand is concealed carry has never gone in and come back out again. Every time concealed carry goes in, they predict chaos and horror and death in the streets, and every single time exactly the opposite happens. If just once, I mean, think about it. If just once concealed carry had gone in and something horrible had happened as a result, they would have said, see, we told you so, and snatched that law out. But never once has that happened. In Colorado, they shoved it down the throat of their colleges. They said, you don't have the right to disarm adult college students to get an education. They don't have to give up their fundamental constitutional rights to get an education. No, concealed carry applies. It's the law. It applies on our state colleges. The colleges screamed bloody murder. They said there'll be chaos and blood in the classroom. Exactly the opposite happened. Crime went down. Never once. Think about it. It's a one-way ratchet. It works. It is the one thing that works is empowering the individual citizen. It's what our nation was designed on. The concept is to entrust our citizens. We are the people of the gun. You know what the American martial art is? The American martial art, the truly American contribution to the battlefield. Mars is the god of war. Martial arts are the arts of war is gunfighting, gun fu. We are the people of the gun. They want to give us our karate. They want their karate masters, their samurai master. Ha! We'll give them Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett. We'll give them Wild Bill Hickok and Annie Oakley. And we'll give them Sergeant York and Audie Murphy. Our folk heroes have all been gunfighters. We are the people of the gun. We were born in a bloody revolution. And it is the only thing that works. The empowerment of the individual citizen, and those who hate it hate democracy. They are socialists. They are actively seeking any way they can to take power away from the citizens because they do not trust you. But you are absolutely right with the way you began this. You are mainstream America. You, concealed carry permit holder. You, gun owner. You are mainstream America. You know, they had the National Reciprocity Bill in the Senate right now.
Right.
If every single senator whose state was a shall-issue concealed carry state voted for national reciprocity, that would be 70 senators right there off the bat. Just think about it. If every single senator who was in a state with shall-issue concealed carry voted for the national reciprocity, that would be 70 votes right there. They've been cutting crack deals. I'm telling you, the left wingers in the Senate have been cutting crack deals to try to kill this law. And it is so powerful. It is the grassroots movement that is unstoppable. You, the armed American citizen, you are the unstoppable political force in America. And our founding fathers were God-influenced and prescient, and they knew that this was the foundation that would keep our nation free. But we were one Supreme Court justice away from voting away our Second Amendment right.
And we need to get this through that Illinois case. Colonel Grossman, we need to get that back to the Supreme Court. I know Alan Gura is working on that diligently with that rift between the circuits. Let me ask you this question. It angers me. I have to take a breath to even get this out. But when we talk about our school systems, I asked at the top of the hour, how's that gun-free zone working out for you now?
Mm-hmm.
Aren't guns already banned in schools, Colonel Grossman? Aren't they already banned? Why can't they see
the truth? Well, go to Germany and ask them how those European gun laws did them over there. Go to Dunblane, Scotland, and ask them how all those great English gun laws did them over there. Go to the three schools that have massacres in Finland. It's madness. They know darn well that the gun laws don't work. The criminal will break the law. It is not about guns. It is about taking control away from the citizens. Strip it away from its veneer. It is not about guns.
It's about dependency.
Socialism. It is about, they know it doesn't work. They know darn well it doesn't work.
It's dependency.
They know that Connecticut was number four on the Brady gun ban bunch list of goody-goody states, and it didn't do a damn bit of good. It is not about gun control. It is about socialism. It is about taking power away from the citizens. You know dang well that the criminal's going to break the law. They know the criminal's going to break the law. It is not about guns. Dig a layer deeper and see the insidious evil of the anti-gun people who are socialists, who want to take the power away from the individual citizen. They hate democracy, they hate our republic, they hate our Constitution, and their goal is to undermine the values that this nation was established on and has lived by for over 200 years. It is a fight for the rights of our existence as free citizens, and we're winning that fight. Right down in the states, we're winning that fight. But if you know a gun owner who voted for Obama in this last election, you give them hell and don't ever let them get away with it. You give them the next 4 years of pure hell. Any gun owner who voted for Obama in this last election, all you out there, you just give them 4 years of pure hell until they hang their head and get a clue. Go to the freaking hardware store and buy a clue and understand what this fight is all about. It is a fight between those who believe in the rights of the individual citizen, who believe in our nation, our Constitution, and those who believe in socialism and the power of the government. That's if you strip away the veneer of all their talk about gun control and keeping the kids safe, then oh dang well it doesn't keep the kids safe. They don't give a damn about your kids. What they give a dang about is getting control. They are control freaks. They are socialists. They do not want to give power to the individual citizen. They want to give power to themselves. And they think they know better than you do. They think that they're wiser and better, and you're just an uneducated boob clinging to your guns and your religion who needs to be given proper guidance from wiser individuals.
A nation of sheep. Colonel Grossman, when we come back, I want to ask you some. I want to discuss with you the idea of arming our teacher. We don't need to expand our budgets, ladies and gentlemen. We have them available to us now. We're already paying with them, paying for them. They're called our teachers, our administrators. Back after this.
Okay, now we're going to talk about how you can get prepared to defend yourself and your family in a worst-case scenario. All of you know I'm a huge fan of Rob Pincus and his work with the Personal Defense Network. Well, the Personal Defense Network has assembled a series of revolutionary handgun training videos designed to make you more efficient with a defensive firearm in the context of a dynamic critical incident. This training course, which is only $39.95, offers more than 3 solid hours of powerful, practical, and proven techniques that will increase your speed and efficiency. Some of the topics covered include things like the balance between speed and precision, one-handed and weak-handed reloads, and, of course, shooting around a corner. So to get a copy of this one-of-a-kind training course and to help support Armed American Radio, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com. Once you order, you'll get the 3-DVD training course for only $39.95 plus shipping and handling. This is a great deal. Check it out. Again, go to armedamericandvdoffer.com and get your copy today.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that, while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement, even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, KelTecWeapons.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Ruger 1022 Takedown, a new take on the legendary Ruger 1022. With all of the features and functionality of America's favorite rimfire rifle, the Ruger 1022 Takedown easily separates for convenient storage and transportation. Reassembly is simple and returns the rifle to zero, ensuring precision shot after shot. Packed in a backpack-style bag included with the rifle, the Ruger 1022 Takedown makes it easy to keep America's favorite rimfire by your side.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Speaking of a Crossbreed Holster, I have to get my Glock back in mine here. There we go.
What are you doing?
I get my Glock back in that Crossbreed Holster, that super tuck I'm wearing right now. It's unbelievably comfortable. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. George Hill, by the way, I'm getting emails from George. He's loving the show out in Vernal, Utah. Thank you, George. Appreciate it. Clackamas, Oregon. You know, Portland, Oregon. Had a mall shooting out there the other day, didn't we? Media was all over it, weren't they? Yes, they were. They were all over it. You ever heard of Nick Melly? No. Why would you hear of Nick Melly? Nick Melly is the individual, the 22-year-old Oregon concealed permit firearm, concealed permit holder, who heard three shots and turned and looked at the shooter and confronted him. And I quote him, "He was working on his rifle," said Melly. "He kept pulling the charging handle and hitting the side." And I quote from KGW in Portland, "The break in gunfire allowed Melly to pull out his own gun, but he never took his eyes off the shooter." I quote, "As I was going down to pull, I saw someone in the back of the Charlotte move, and I knew if I fired and missed, I could hit them," he said. Quoting more from KGW report in Oregon, "Melly took cover inside a nearby store. He never pulled the trigger. He stands by that decision," and I quote him again. "I'm not beating myself up because I didn't shoot him," he said. "I know after he saw me, the last shot he fired was the one he used on himself." The state-run media didn't tell you that, did they? No. Why would they do that, Colonel Grossman? It might glorify gun use.
Exactly right, my brother. But thank goodness we have people like you getting the word out. Hey, two things if I can right now, Mark.
It's all yours.
It's just number one, for those of you that feel like you might need a little bit more of what I've got to say, go to www.getbulletproofmind.com. I've got a full-day series of presentation I'm doing nationwide. It's been a tremendous seller. The folks on Fox News are really good people. They let me mention it twice this morning. Getbulletproofmind.com. It's the full presentation. We talk about the threat. We talk about the armed American citizen. We talk about mental preparation for combat, all this stuff. I'm on my day job. I am our nation's number one law enforcement trainer. I train more cops than anybody else in America. I do more training days, more training hours than anybody else in America. Nationwide, my cops read my stuff. They use my stuff. And all the stuff I teach cops, all the stuff I teach my feds is available to the individual armed citizen at getbulletproofmind.com, number one. Number two, you just did something there that I'd like you to think about. Let's stop calling these killers shooters. I'm a shooter. You're a shooter. I might even be a killer. You might be a killer, but you're not a murderer. And the thing to understand is that we have allowed them to take what we do, the act of shooting. Here's this most horrible crime in American history, this vile, despicable massacre of a classroom of first graders, and we call it a shooting, and we say he's the shooter. I ask my cops, I tell my cops, did you ever wonder why it seems like the media immediately turns on the cops? Because you're the shooter, and we told them the shooter's the bad guy. Anytime you tell them that shooter's the bad guy, then when you're the shooter, you're the bad guy. Words have power. And we've got to train ourselves. It took me a year to retrain myself in my presentations. We've got to train ourselves to stop referring to these people as shooters. Call them killers. Call them murderers. Don't call these things shootings. Call them massacres. Anybody remember the Boston Massacre? One of the things set off the American Revolution. 5 dead in the Boston Massacre. St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Mobsters murdered mobsters outside of Chicago. 6 dead in massacre. Many times more died in that classroom in Connecticut, and we call it a shooting. It's a massacre. It's a slaughter of innocents. It's a mass murder. It's a multiple homicide. There's many perfectly good words in our language for what's happening. And if you want to see the insidious genius of the left-wing media, look how they have taken what we do, shooting, an honorable sport, an honorable art, an honorable act. It's the foundation of our nation, is the Minutemen, the shooting for lawful establishment of our nation and freedom against tyranny. The act of shooting has suddenly, that word has been used to identify the most horrible crimes in history. I've had cops tell me, they tell the kids, "I'm going to go to the range and shooting." The kids are horrified. "My dad's a shooter. He's going to be shooting. Oh, my God." Words have power. And from this point on, you and everybody else listening, let's try to train ourselves. I know it's hard. I just had to retrain myself and took a year to do it. But never again call these horrible, vile mass murder shootings. Shootings, what happens at the range. Mm-hmm. And never call them shooters. The shooter's the guy that lucky during deer season. Do you see how we've been duped by the media? They're insidious.
Sure,
they're
sure.
Evil. And we've fallen right into their trap.
And they know it.
Yes. And they will exploit it. They will exploit every weakness. So call these massacres, call these people brutal mass murderers, call them killers, call them butchers, but do not call them shooters. And let's reclaim that word. I'm a shooter. You're a shooter. We might be killers and need to protect human lives, but we are not murderers. And that's a terribly, terribly important point to make.
That is a great point to make. I'm glad you made it here on Armed American Radio. I want to point out the Bulletproof Mind DVD set, ladies and gentlemen. I have watched the Bulletproof Mind DVD set many times. It is hard-hitting. It can be difficult to watch, but it is absolutely necessary. After what you've witnessed on the news over the last 48 hours, you owe it to yourself to find out what you can do, what we can do, to stop this.
Amen, Mark. Amen.
Colonel Grossman, I have to ask you this.
Shoot.
We're unfortunately running out of time. In about 30 seconds, we have citizens within our community that live in our neighborhoods, that teach our children, that we trust with our kids every single day when we drop them off at school. Why don't we trust them with a firearm?
We do. We need to trust our teachers and arm our teachers and have concealed carry in the classroom. I don't think there's a school district left in Utah that doesn't have some concealed carry permit holders in the classrooms. And Utah's one state that never had a multiple homicide in the school. Best I can tell, Utah's never had a homicide in the school, period. Across Texas, they're doing that. It's the Israeli model. They've done it for 50 years. It's very simple. The bus drivers, oh, golly, can even begin to think of the harm that would be done by taking down a couple of buses and murdering every kid on a bus tomorrow morning. The bus drivers and the parents have got to be armed and carrying on the buses. The teachers have got to be armed and carrying in our classrooms. And you know what? Just like you talked about that Clackamas incident, the guy saw an armed citizen pointing a gun at him, and the little coward ran and killed himself then. They're cowards. They're gutless little cowards. If they know those people will shoot back, they just won't even try. Our greatest achievement is the crime that didn't happen. And if we arm those teachers and if we arm those bus drivers, if we put armed parents in our classrooms, if we put armed parents in our buses, and it would cost nothing. Our problem is not money. Our problem is denial. And if we did that, the greatest achievement would be the crime that didn't happen.
If we already have the army of administrators, many of them are already concealed carry permit holders. Yeah. I guarantee it, they are here in my neck of the woods. If we put together a program like an FFDO, like we do with our pilots, make it voluntarily and put the word out to these scumbag, criminal, evil miscreants. Guess what happens if you take your chance and walk into a school, pal? Yep. We will see this stop.
You don't know which one it is. You don't see, that's the great beauty of the concealed carry in the school. You don't know which teacher's going to pull out a gun and shoot you in the back of the head.
That's absolutely correct. Colonel Grossman,
you're dead.
I want to thank you. I want to thank you for coming on the program on such short notice. I know you're going to be on Fox and Friends tomorrow. Make sure you tell those folks on the curvy couch that you were on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters last night. Let them know.
They're born. God bless you, brother. Keep up.
God bless you. We appreciate you coming on. Colonel Grossman, everybody, purveyor of and creator of the Bulletproof Mind DVD lecture set. It is hard-hitting, and it is unbelievable. This is what you're going to get for the rest of the show. This is Armed American Radio. I'm Mark Walters. Remember, carry on, carry often, and carry everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever be caught without his club. We'll be back after this with John Lott.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby, like a dark king. Jealous me by the
Walmart.
We go. The horse is the way to carry.
All the fix-ins for Thanksgiving, like Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Checkout lane with Nestle Carnation Baking Kits and Libby's Pumpkin Pie Filling.
Wherever the pumpkin pie.
Walmart has everything you need to be ready for a great Thanksgiving meal, backed by our ad match guarantee. Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Trinity.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now or visit mydebthasmedown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.